Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. Yay.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Star brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, start packing. Gentlemen, 33 days away from Georgia Tech, Florida State, and Dublin. 45 days away from Thursday night, September 5th, Chiefs and Ravens. And then got a Friday night game also. That's going to be the, who is that? It's going to be Packers going to Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
48 days till the Falcons Steelers, gentlemen.
That seems, I will tell you this much, if you're a football player about to report for camp, that seems like it's
an eternity away.
85 days between now and then.
What is the first day like of camp now compared to what it used to be, since they've kind of neutered training camp in a lot of ways?
I will say the first day, there's always the kind of jitters. You haven't gotten back into a rhythm, and you're probably pretty rusty. And honestly, the first day is different than the first day in pads. The first day right now it's a lot like OTAs. It's like, let's you know, walk through the plays. Let's try to remember. Let's go full speed. And when the pads come on, that's when you get to bumping a little bit. They'll wear the shells and everything like that. And then you always knew training camp was there for me when the offensive O-line and D-line do one-on-one pass rush. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you know it's go time, because you don't spend a lot of time without pads on. It's really not realistic. It's kind of like a mirror drill. But when you put those pads on, you one-on-one pass rush, that's when you've officially stepped into the water with both feet. Like, we're here. We're ready to go.
That's when it's real. Wake-up call time, 404-726-0929. We've got some folks out there waiting to vent. Let's go to John down in LaGrange. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. What's up, buddy? El Capitan. You know what time it is. It's Mike's Mafia in the house.
Let's go.
You know,
start Monday off right, John.
I'm gonna start it off right. You know, I've been watching the Braves since Barry Bonnell was running around in center field, you know, rolling office and right. You had Biff Pokoroba. You know, and then you had Chris Chambliss actually playing first base. And I was at old Fulton County Stadium when Craig McMurtry shut Pete Rose down three times and Gene Garber came in and shut him down the fourth time to stop his 44-game hitting streak. So I've been watching the Braves for just a couple of days. Now I got something to get off my chest. You know, I feel like I had a bad late-night Taco Bell run last night. So let me just say this. 1 through 5 is average at best, and when you look at 6, 7, 8, and 9, they are garbage. with the pitching that we've had so far in this year, we should be at least 15 to 20 games, if not 25 games, above 500. Mm. Now I'm sick and tired of the menagerie, which is the 2024 Braves. We're not going to re-sign Freed. Trade them. We're not going to re-sign a couple of guys. Trade them. I'm sick and tired of the lackadaisical. I love Brian Snicker's, well, gee gosh, we're just going to go out there and see how the ball rolls. You know, I'm sick and tired of the crap. Right. So let's just clean house.
All right. All right. Hey, first off.
Trade him for who?
First off,
that's the thing. Oh, well, man, you got squid in a tizzy.
Well,
over
hold
here.
On a second. Let's just, no. Let's be real about something. How are you going to trade a guy on a 15-day IL?
It's happened before.
There's no structural damage.
You're not trade Max Fried. It's stupid. It's ignorant to even put it out there because it's not going to happen. Not to mention, what do you think you're really going to get for a guy who's a free agent?
Right.
You're
going to get more than you will when he walks away.
Well, yeah, that's fine, but you're also going for – you're still trying to win. You're not giving up. And secondly, what guys are you talking about that are free agents that you're not going to re-sign? What guys? Austin Riley is signed through like 2030. Yeah, Matt Olson signed through like 2030. Ronald Acuna is signed. Michael Harris is signed. Spencer Strider is signed. Chris Sale is signed. I think Lopez is on a 2-year deal. Sean Murphy is signed. I mean, what freaking player? Jerry Kelnick is under team control for years. So what players are not signed for next year that you're trading? That's the point of you're not going to sell players.
Let me play devil's advocate for just a second,
right,
because
you just
went against your own words.
Oh, for God's sake.
You just went against your own words.
Just do some research.
Went against your own words.
If you've got devil's
all these
advocate.
Guys are under team control, and you're going, well, he's going to be a free agent. What are you going to get back for him? And then in the same breath, you
That's
said
Max
all these
Fried.
Guys are under team
Max
control.
Max Fried is the only
Why
one.
Why would we trade him?
Max Fried is the only one, and you're not trading the ace on the staff. When you're 10 to 11 games above 500.
I don't think you're trading him either.
And sitting in a wild card spot, and not to mention he is on the IL currently. So, relax. That you're not selling the team. You're not going to tear it all down. Yes, they have been average this year. John is absolutely right. 1-5 has been absolutely, actually, 1-5 pulling out Ozuna in that has been average. But Ozuna has not been average.
I would say without Ozuna that they've been below average, if we're going to make that statement.
Matt Olson's definitely been below average. Yeah, I think Austin Riley the last month and a half has been
– He's been average. He showed signs of life.
The last month and a half, Austin Riley has been above average. He's been exactly what his baseball card says.
All right, let's go to Minty in South Georgia. By the way, John, I appreciate the Roland Office Barry Bonnell reference.
Minty!
Gentlemen, good morning.
Tell this man.
I would like to thank over here and Mike Mafia.
Let's go.
Our situation, okay? This reminds me of Hudson. When Hudson started playing score and go down, he said, hey, man, call for backup. We in trouble. They told him to shut up. Then Member started dropping like flies around him, and he told them, hey, call for backup. We in trouble. And it wasn't until they realized we in a unreversible situation. They decided to blow up the complex, and only Ripley and that little girl survived.
Tell them about it, Minty.
All right,
no one gets it. We're in trouble. I'm telling you, we've been in trouble.
But no one's saying you don't need help. Like I've been saying you need a corner outfielder. Since the day Ronald Acuna went down, but I also said you weren't getting him until the deadline because so many teams were in it. No one's saying you don't need help.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But the reality of the situation is when you say sell guys, oh, we're not going to re-sign all these guys, hell, everybody is pretty much signed. I mean, in fact, we talk about the holes the team has. It's all been created by injuries. The biggest hole on this roster has been is shortstop. As far as long term, it's shortstop. So
I agree with you.
So
and
now
that could be Nacho Alvarez.
Yeah, it could, and you're going to figure out what his major. Well, you're going to get a small sample size of what it is, but you're going to go get. You have to go get a corner outfielder. You'll get an arm of some sorts. I think it'll be more of a bullpen, but I don't know what you think you're getting if you go trade for a starter.
Let's be fair and let's be honest. You didn't think you were getting Ronaldo Lopez when you brought in Ronaldo Lopez either. I mean, he's turned into a heck of a player. So let's just let Alex work his magic if that's what he wants to do. My argument continues to be that with that many holes, I don't think you need to go out and trade away guys. I don't know if it's worth it at this point.
Well, and my counter to that has been, if you look at his history, I can't remember the last time he traded a player that was actually going to do something, or that wasn't pretty much out of his, basically out of uses. I guess it would be the catcher that we traded to a part of the deal for Sean Murphy.
Contreras.
No, not Contreras. Well, Contreras was traded. That was a different trade. But Contreras, I think, was traded because—
You're talking about the deadline, right?
No. Well, okay, the deadline
is a trade they made.
Yeah, how's he doing in Boston?
That's beside the point.
But Von Grissom was also out of options here. He wasn't going to play second base, and he lost a shortstop job, and Arcia was coming off a season where you weren't going to get him. And you also got Chris Sale out of it. So
I mean, I agree with you.
He just doesn't trade guys that he thinks still has a future. And it's honestly kind of PTSD from when he traded away DeGrom out of Toronto to the Mets. So that's kind of where it comes from, but you're not trading away anybody that you think is going to help you in the next 2 years. It was the catcher they traded to Oakland in the Murphy deal is what I was talking about, but that was also not a deadline deal.
All right, coming up next, we went over his list, the five wonderful things that could possibly happen to the Falcons and five horrific things that could possibly befall our Atlanta Falcons. Josh Kendall, the Atlantic Falcons beat writer, going to join us next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't touch that dial.
This is the Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Triple M for Tiffany, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Getting a haircut today, gentlemen. I'm thinking about a radical change, too.
Mohawk?
Like what?
What's going on?
I'm going to get that Rudy Giuliani shoe polish hair dye jobs I'm going to do, so you can see the stream down my face.
You don't want to get the fine bomb, leave the sides, the horseshoe?
Or cornrows, might do cornrows.
I can see you, with those glasses, I can see you coming here looking like Lex Luthor.
Hey, he's a beat writer for The Athletic, Josh Kendall, joining us right now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
I think the most heartbreaking thing, you laid out great scenarios for the Falcons and, five horrible scenarios, worst-case scenarios. And the saddest one, nothing to play for in Week 18. I've seen so many games, being a lifelong Atlantan, covering this team for years and years, those sad final week home games when you have nothing to play for.
Oh, man.
And then it's the Panthers, who are like
the most depressing
stand in, like you're filming a Hollywood movie fake NFL team out there at the moment. Yeah, it's just it would be terrible. But I threw that in there because of exactly what you just said. Is we've seen that before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's been the history of Atlanta football too many years, and a year when you spend $100 to $180 million on a quarterback and you hire a high-profile, higher-energy head coach to think that year ends like that, you know, it would be too much.
Well, I want to know, Josh, what the headline would be for the worst-case scenario when Arthur Smith comes to town with the Steelers in Week 1, and Arthur Smith never averaged more than 21.5 points a game in his three seasons here, and you had the Steelers score 40, and I added a little juice on top of it, Josh. So you got to give me this headline. What's your headline going to be when the Steelers score 40 and he puts Justin Fields in at the end of the game in a trick play to score the 40th point?
Because you know he would.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
1,000,000% he would do that. That's a good question, and I need to workshop that a little bit. Off the top of my head, I can't think about it, but that's another one of those visceral gut things that, as a Falcons fan, I think you can imagine yourself walking out of that building that day thinking, you know, where was that guy for the last 3 years? You know, whether that makes any, you know, whether that's real or not, that's the feeling you'll have in your gut. You know, if the Steelers come in here and their offense looks great and you think that was supposed to be our offense the last 3 years and they're doing it with two cast off quarterbacks, essentially.
Yeah, seriously. All right, Josh, two of the best-case scenarios you had statistically kind of jump out at me. One of the scenarios was Kirk Cousins throws for 4,500 yards. You also had Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300. I don't personally feel like it's possible for both of those to happen, but in your mind, is there a situation where Bijan goes for, you know, over 1,000 and Kirk Cousins goes for over 4,000?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I don't have the Rams numbers in front of me, but, I mean, Kyron Williams went over 1,000 last year, right? Stafford had to be, you know, this offense will put up yards. You can absolutely do that. I think that the bigger threat to Bijan Robinson's yardage total is Tyler Allgeier. Mm-hmm. And that may be a bad thing for Bijan Robinson, but that might be a good thing for the Falcons. I think that the Falcons left last season, their offensive staff left last season feeling like they didn't give Allgeier enough carries. That, you know, Bijan was dynamic and Bijan was kind of the star and Bijan's the guy who ends up in all the social media clips, but that they let that sort of overwhelm, you know, they let that cut into Tyler Allgeier's carries too much. And so I'm interested to see how the new staff works that.
How much better is Bryce Young this year in Carolina? Last year was just kind of sad to watch for him, although they did embarrass the Falcons.
We don't know. Dave Canales is the guy who has been hired specifically. I mean, that's essentially his number one, two, three, and four, five job. Is to fix Bryce Young. They started by fixing the interior of the offensive line to keep the pressure out of his face and let him see, you know, so he didn't have to stand on his tippy toes anymore. And we'll see. You just don't know. I mean, the first and second year jump is, I think, a real thing. We've seen, you know, people in the state of Georgia have seen Bryce Young. They know he can play quarterback in the right situation, at least collegiately. He's never going to be that guy. I mean, I think we've given up on the idea that Bryce Young is going to be a star, but can he be good? Sure, he can be good, but we won't know until we see what Dave Canales and this offense put together.
All right, Josh, you know, I'm not a big believer in you find great answers in training camp. I'm just not. I think it's too structured and too it's kept to a point where you really can't find those things out, and that's the preseason as well, but I know we're all going to have five things we learned from Falcons training camp in the first week, but what's the number one thing you're looking for when camp opens on Wednesday for those of us in the media that can attend, what are you looking for? Is it Kirk Cousins? Is it Michael Penix, or is it something on defense?
So I think that one of the things that I have to guard against is getting too deep in the weeds, because I think we all cover this team, you know, around this team and think about this team so much that we can get down in the weeds. But let's pull back, you know, to 30,000 feet. And the biggest question is Kirk Cousins, period. Everything revolves around your new free agent, $100 million quarterback. And there are a lot of things under that umbrella. Number one is the Achilles injury. It's remarkable to me that the surgeries and the medicine and the rehab, et cetera, has gotten to the point where we don't really think about an Achilles tendon rupture anymore. Guy ruptures his Achilles, okay, he'll be back next year, he'll be fine. We don't think about it anymore. Well, for a 35, soon to be 36-year-old guy, it's a significant injury. Everything says he's on track for that. But he hasn't been, you know, in a situation with bodies falling around him since then. So we've got to see that. Kirk Cousins has got to be healthy. I'm also interested to see how the Falcons manage the quarterback reps in the preseason, in training camp, and in preseason games. You know, they have created a situation where it becomes a question mark. Anything that Michael Penix does is, you know, going to be under the spotlight. How do they manage that? How does Cousins handle that? I expect him to handle it really well, because that's kind of the guy we've seen throughout his career. But the number one thing that the most important thing in training camp is everything that happens around Kirk Cousins.
All right, give me your NFC South power rankings, 1 to 4, best to worst.
You know, I think it's Falcons, Bucks, Saints, Panthers. But, you know, a lot of us have been, me included, have been, you know, trying to knock the Bucks out of that number one spot for a while.
Right.
And, you know, they've won the division three or four years in a row just by being okay. You know, right. They just, you know, we're right in 9-8 and we'll win the NFC South. Fine, we'll do that. So the Falcons have now got to prove. I don't think the Saints and the Panthers are any threat to anybody, but the Falcons have got to go prove that they can go out now and beat the Bucks. But on any power rankings, I think they should be above them.
All right, hanging out with Josh Kendall from The Athletic, Falcons beat writer. Josh, one of your best-case scenarios was the defensive stars shine. And you mentioned Jesse Bates. You mentioned A.J. Terrell. You mentioned Grady Jarrett coming off the ACL tear. And started thinking about it. We had this conversation the other day. You didn't get any interceptions from corners last year, and that's still, you know, that's still kind of a spot in this lineup. You look and wonder who's going to kind of fill that. Clark Phillips, Mike Hughes, D. Alford, all those kind of guys. I want to talk about pass rusher, though, because you talk about stars shining and your two leading sack guys from last year no longer on the roster. Who's going to lead this team in sacks? I mean, are we talking about an Arnold Ebikadi, or are we talking about one of the rookies, Lorenzo Carr? I mean, which guy do you think actually jumps up and becomes a star maybe across that defensive line this year?
That's a great question. I think that the best case scenario, and I think the way they probably see it in their head, is they've got a bunch of guys, between 6 and 8, and nobody who's at like 12 or 13. I think if there's a 12 or 13, you know, potentially 15 guy on the roster, it's Arnold Ebikadi. I mean, you look at his sack rate, his pressure rate per pass rush snap. It's pretty good. It was pretty good toward the end of last year. I think that Lorenzo Carter is a guy that is a really, you know, we forget how athletic and dynamic this guy was. If you put him in the right position, I think he can be that guy. But I also expect him to do a lot of coverage in this offense. And the defensive line, you know, they're gonna put a lot of those young guys in with Gray and Zach and David and rotate them and put them in different spots and try to scheme up a lot of pass rush. So I think, you know, I think it's just gonna have to be by pass rush by committee. If there's a double digit guy in the mix, it's probably Ebikadi.
Hey, you mentioned Zach Harrison, Josh. I think that's I'm really glad you mentioned his name, because I feel like sometimes he gets forgotten as how well he played down the stretch. Just what have they talked about expecting out of Zach Harrison in year two? And I say they as in the Falcons coaches and higher ups, you know, front office.
They haven't talked about him much, but I'm with you that I think he could be a surprise player by the end of this season. He's put on weight. It looks like he's put on good weight. He's had to, because, you know, if you're going to make him essentially an ant, basically an interior lineman. I mean, he'll be an end in a three-man front, but he's basically now an interior lineman for the first time in his career, so he's got to adjust to that. But look at his arm length. I mean, he's got some of the longest arms in the NFL. If his technique is good, that can be a huge advantage. The guy, you know, I forget, maybe y'all remember the interception. He was blocking for somebody. Maybe it was Jesse Bates on an interception last year. And he got down the field at 60 or 70 yards at a clip. I mean, this guy is a dynamic, big athlete. So I think that, you know, with the right coaching, he could be a surprise on the defensive line and could be a really good player for a decent amount of years in the league.
All right, Josh, I'm going to steal something from my partner here, Mike Johnson. Fair or foul, Falcons average 30 points a game this year.
Ooh.
Foul. I mean, that's you know. Let's start with 28. I mean, this is what they averaged last year, 21, 21 and a half? I mean,
no, last year, 18.
Oh, God.
18, yeah. I mean, that'd be great, yeah. That's nice to think about now, but no. I mean, I don't see this team almost doubling their point total, no matter the offensive play caller and quarterback, et cetera. So, you know, 28, I think they should be very happy with that.
All right, Falcons beat writer from The Athletic, Josh Kendall, thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all for having me.
I like him. No, hell no. 30, no.
Are you serious? Not even close. What kind of pipe dream is that?
Let me tell you something. He said 28. If you average 28 points scoring a game, you're at least a 10-win team.
You should be, yeah.
I mean, a long way.
I mean, remember what when you were playing, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but when you were playing, the saying was, if you average 24 points a game, you should win your division. I mean, that's what it – now, I know offenses have went up a little bit.
It evolved a little bit, yeah.
But
so have the rules. Rules have evolved.
All right, how can the Braves possibly survive this injury-riddled, catastrophic season? Well, the trade deadline is looming. We've got that coming. What about Life of Squid?
Yeah, I did something yesterday that I haven't done in over 7 years.
Bathed?
Maybe.
That's next.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Just got instructed by Mike Johnson to finish strong.
You know what I mean.
Set the bar low.
You know what I mean. Finish strong.
Finish strong.
Get your fours up.
Welcome back to the morning shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain. MarkSpain.com. He'll sell that damn house. All right. Injury bug. Look, good Lord. Ozzie breaking his wrist trying to make a tag at second base on a pretty errant throw by Travis to Arnold. And
they should cut Travis for that. Unacceptable.
He should be prosecuted.
Weekend at Truist was a lemony snickets. It was a series of unfortunate events.
How about the game? We haven't even touched. How about the game that gets rained out Friday?
Yep.
The makeup gets delayed, and Charlie Morton goes out and throws one of his better games this season.
Yeah.
Which means he'll pay us back with two back-to-back stinkers, but, you know, hey, that's
innings eater.
And you need an Eddie Rosario two-run homer to tie it. And then you have runners on first and third with one out, and Eddie Rosario's at the plate, and he strikes out.
Yeah,
and then they have to go to 10, but then they win that game. That's the one game they won. And, I mean, honestly, if that home run that wasn't that Riley hit in game two that they called back was a foul pull, which I sat there and I was watching it, and we were at an MGA party Saturday night, so we had a little mixer, right? And met a lady named Montez, and her husband plays in MGA, and she's a big listener. And so she came over to me and was talking to me, and I was standing there with them, and we watched this ball, like the replay being shown over and over and over again. And I still don't know if it was fair or foul, but they called it back, and maybe
it was fine.
It was fine.
Right down the middle. Yeah, fine. Like Rob likes to say in Fair Foul Fridays.
You're such a jerk.
It's fine.
You've been poking me all day long.
No.
Well, Braves dropped two out of three. Spencer Schwellenbach.
No, I haven't. No, I definitely have not. Don't put that out in the ethos.
You've been trying to start trouble.
I will say one of my biggest takeaways from this weekend watching the Braves game, the two taters that the Cardinals hit to start off the game yesterday, I think it was maybe the third inning where Goldschmidt.
Second for Goldschmidt.
Pitch up in his eyes, he tomahawks it out.
He hits that thing a country mile, and then Burleson comes in and hits one on top of the chop house.
Yes.
I was like, you don't see homers like that as far as two, like in the early innings of a game at all anymore. And this is like this weekend. You started seeing balls fly. The one Jorge Soler hit,
yeah, in Colorado was that 477 longest,
the longest one of the year.
Ohtani hit one like 470, I think, out of Dodger Stadium. Willie Stargell did that a few times.
Just insane.
And Ozuna hit two Saturday. That is why there is optimism for Braves, because guess what, folks. Major League Baseball, they brought the juice ball back.
I was going to say.
The second half,
went way back into the warehouse and said, get them out. Get the balls
out.
Well,
you know, it's like, you know what it is?
Also hot weather, humid weather, that ball's going to carry too.
I know you know this movie reference, but I'm not sure that Dylan and Mike will.
Not, though, you know.
But you remember Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
And when they're taking the Ark all the way back in that warehouse with all those other hidden artifacts.
Right,
and,
right.
And
the giant warehouse.
Yeah, and it's in that crate. That's what basically they sent the guy in the baseball MLB warehouse, and he went back there and he saw the balls that's labeled 2023.
Yeah.
And he pulled
them out of the humidor.
I don't think he pulled out the ones from 1999. Those also came with a starter pack of injections.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the safe deposits for the injections, you know, to put them away.
Yeah, it had Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa's face on it.
It was funny because you see 478, and that's the longest one of the year, and you think back to like 99, like, dude, it was nothing to see a ball go 505. Like, you know what I mean? McGwire and all those guys are hitting balls over 500
balls
feet
were the only thing
all
used.
The time.
Yeah. Yeah, they had juiced arms, legs.
Everything is juiced.
Yeah. I mean, and
juiced
baseballs.
Wives, even.
You
by the way, you know the Cardinals starting pitcher yesterday. What's his name? His wife.
Nicholas.
Yeah, his wife was a UFC ring girl.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And she became like this big, he played in Japan for a couple of years, and she had like a lifestyle or health and fitness page over there, and she blew up in Japan. She was big in Japan.
He also went to high school with Matt Bosher.
Jupiter, Florida?
You're kidding me.
Former Falcons.
Wow.
Because actually, I think the Braves were playing the Cardinals in that that series in, had to have been 19. We were in Houston. We played Houston, and then the team went to Arizona, and we flew home. And Bosher went home because he had gotten hurt, and he was going back for treatment. And me and him were sitting on the bus, and the Braves were playing the Cardinals in the playoffs. Remember? And we talked about it. And he's like, "Oh yeah, I went to high school with him." So it was kind of interesting. So a little fun fact that, you know, it's a squid fact. Emotional people panic. I don't panic.
Nothing but a
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. I don't panic. I'm about to tell a story where I don't panic.
I think it's shocking that you don't think of yourself as emotional.
Emotional people panic. I don't panic. I'm not emotional.
You are.
I'm just high strung. That's like, I'm not fat. I dig down. Yeah, we got to thank my friends at W Sauce. Get over to WSauce.com. You can find your bottle of Bloody Mary mix. It's Garrett Chapman approved, and I think it's Rob Tribble approved now.
See? Yes.
Yeah. Because Rob got him a bottle while you were out, Mike. That was his little present for filling in for
tastes
you.
Tastes like what V8 wishes it could taste like.
It's a little unconventional. Maybe don't do it the way Rob does, where you just pour half of the bottle out and then fill the rest of it up with vodka and
shake it
up.
Yeah, there it is.
And then walk around.
Big straw.
But hey, whatever you do, you do you, boo, right? That's what they say.
Jeez.
And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, call my boy Anthony. They get your truck fixed up, whether it's big, small, or medium, semi, or just a box truck. They don't care. Went to downtown Woodstock yesterday, which I never drive to downtown Woodstock. I hate driving in downtown Woodstock to the square.
It's a nice spot up there.
It's a great spot.
Yep.
But there's nowhere to park.
Right.
There's no parking spots. And But I have a honey hole that I always go to, and I'm like, there's always like a spot or two in this little hidden place. Well, they were all taken, and I knew it was going to happen. So I start driving, and I go by, because we went to Reformation, which is a cool spot down there, outdoor, the indoor, they got it all. And so I drove around, and I turned down a street, and it was me and Amy and a buddy of ours. And I said, I think this is a dead end. He goes, yeah. He goes, you're going to have to man up and parallel park or go ahead and turn around. And I sat there and I go, well, I don't really feel like turning around. I don't want to drive around all day looking for spots. We're not that far away. We'll just parallel park. Then it hit me. I haven't parallel parked in like 7 years.
Oh, you didn't mess it up, did you?
No.
I was going to say, don't parallel park like a girl.
So
in that truck.
I go, man. And the last time I parallel parked was driving the 92.9 van, which is hard. No way to see out of in the loading dock down there. So I was like, man, I just haven't done this in forever. You know, those spots are small, and your truck is slightly bigger than mine. So I know yours is a pain in the butt, and mine is still a full-size truck.
We had an issue yesterday. When I mentioned earlier, we went to the Children's Museum yesterday. The parking deck next to it is full of spots that say small cars.
Compact.
How many small cars did y'all envision were in this city when you built this parking deck? Because at least half of them were empty, and we're driving around in a Tahoe trying to find a spot. I mean, it was a miracle we found a spot to back into in that Tahoe.
Or that are coming in there with families. I mean,
right.
Families riding around in the family museum in a compact.
Well, it was across the street from the museum, and it was, you know, there was all that America's Mart stuff going on downtown last night. It's across the street from the, you know, the Olympic Park and everything. Actually, across the street from the Richard Jewell Memorial.
That's right.
you just got to love, don't
you? Let me tell you something.
I was there that day of the explosion. I was working for NBC that day.
The FBI should have been, well, I'm not going to say that. They did him wrong.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
That's why he has a memorial.
So did the media. Well, that's why he sued everybody in sight.
Yeah, well, they deserved it.
All right. We got Steak and Drew Butler about to man the airways. We're going to come back and chat up those two gentlemen coming up next on the Morning Shift. I'm back here tomorrow, by the way. That's appointment listening if I've ever heard it. Sports Radio 99 again.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Just got instructed by Mike Johnson to finish strong.
You know what I mean?
Set the bar a little bit.
You know what I mean? Finish strong.
Finish strong.
It's your fours up.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain. MarkSpain.com. He'll sell that damn house. All right. Injury bug. Look, good Lord. Ozzie breaking his wrist trying to make a tag at second base on a pretty errant throw by Travis to Arnold. And
they should cut Travis for that. Unacceptable.
He should be prosecuted.
Weekend at Truist was a lemony snickets. It was a series of unfortunate events.
How about the game? We haven't even touched. How about the game that gets rained out Friday?
Yep.
The makeup gets delayed, and Charlie Morton goes out and throws one of his better games this season.
Yeah.
And which means he'll pay us back with two back-to-back stinkers, but, you know, hey, that's
innings eater.
And you need an Eddie Rosario two-run homer to tie it. And then you have runners on first and third with one out, and Eddie Rosario's at the plate, and he strikes out.
Yeah,
and then they have to go to 10, but then they win that game. That's the one game they won. And, I mean, honestly, if that home run that wasn't that Riley hit in game two that they called back was a foul pole, which I sat there and I was watching it, and we were at an MGA party Saturday night, so we had a little mixer, right? And met a lady named Montez, and her husband plays in MGA, and she's a big listener. And so she came over to me and was talking to me, and I was standing there with them, and we watched this ball, like the replay being shown over and over and over again. And I still don't know if it was fair or foul, but they called it back, and maybe
it was fine.
It was fine.
Right down the middle. Yeah, fine. Like Rob likes to say in Fair Foul Fridays.
You're such a jerk.
It's fine.
You've been poking me all day long.
No.
Well, Braves dropped two out of three. Spencer Schwellenbach.
No, I haven't. No, I definitely have not. Don't put that out in the ethos.
You've been trying to start trouble.
I will say one of my biggest takeaways from this weekend watching the Braves game, the two taters that the Cardinals hit to start off the game yesterday, I think it was maybe the third inning where Goldschmidt.
Second for Goldschmidt.
Pitch up into his eyes, he tomahawks it out.
He hits that thing a country mile, and then Burleson comes in and hits one on top of the chop house.
Yes.
I was like, I mean, you don't see homers like that as far as two, like in the early innings of a game at all anymore. And this is like this weekend. You started seeing balls fly. The one Jorge Soler hit,
yeah, in Colorado, was saw that 477 longest,
the longest
one of the
year.
Ohtani hit one like 470, I think, out of Dodger Stadium. Willie Stargell did that a few times.
Just insane.
And Ozuna hit two Saturday. That is why there is optimism for Braves, because guess what, folks. Major League Baseball, they brought the juice ball back.
I was going to say.
The second half,
went way back into the warehouse and said, get them out. Get the balls
out.
Well,
you know, it's like, you know what it
is? Also hot weather, humid weather, that ball's going to carry, too.
I know you know this movie reference, but I'm not sure that Dylan and Mike will.
Not, though, you know.
But you remember Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
And when they're taking the Ark all the way back in that warehouse with all those other hidden artifacts.
Right,
And
the giant warehouse.
Yeah, and it's in that crate. That's what basically they sent the guy in the baseball MLB warehouse, and he went back there and he saw the balls that's labeled 2023.
Yeah.
And he pulled
them out of the humidor.
I don't think he pulled out the ones from 1999. Those also came with a starter pack of injections.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the safe deposits for the injections, you know, to put them away.
Yeah, it had Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa's face on it.
It was funny because you see 478, and that's the longest one of the year, and you think back to like 99. Like, dude, it was nothing to see a ball go 505. Like, you know what I mean? McGwire and all those guys are hitting balls over 500
balls
feet
were the only thing
all
used.
The time.
Yeah. They had juiced arms, legs.
Everything is juiced.
Yeah. I mean,
and
juiced
wives, even.
You.
By the way, you know the Cardinals starting pitcher yesterday. What's his name? His wife.
Nicholas.
Yeah, his wife was a UFC ring girl.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And she became like this big, he played in Japan for a couple of years, and she had like a lifestyle or health and fitness page over there, and she blew up in Japan. She was big in Japan.
He also went to high school with Matt Bosher.
Jupiter, Florida?
You're kidding me.
Former Falcons.
Wow.
Because actually, I think the Braves were playing the Cardinals in that that series in, had to have been 19. And we were in Houston. We played Houston, and then the team went to Arizona, and we flew home. And Bosher went home because he had gotten hurt, and he was going back for treatment. And me and him were sitting on the bus, and the Braves were playing the Cardinals in the playoffs. Remember? And we talked about it. And he's like, "Oh yeah, I went to high school with him." So it was kind of interesting. So a little fun fact that, you know, it's a squid fact. Emotional people panic. I don't panic.
Nothing but a
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. I don't panic. I'm about to tell a story where I don't panic.
I think it's shocking that you don't think of yourself as emotional.
Emotional people panic. I don't panic. I'm not
emotional.
I'm just high strung. That's like, I'm not fat. I dig down. Yeah, we got to thank my friends at W Sauce. Get over to WSauce.com. You can find your bottle of Bloody Mary mix. It's Garrett Chapman approved, and I think it's Rob Tribble approved now.
See? Yes.
Yeah. Because Rob got him a bottle while you were out, Mike. That was his little present for filling in for
tastes
you.
Tastes like what V8 wishes it could taste like.
It's a little unconventional. Maybe don't do it the way Rob does, where you just pour half of the bottle out and then fill the rest of it up with vodka and
shake it
up.
Yeah, there it is.
And then walk around.
Big straw.
But hey, whatever you do, hey, you do you, boo, right? That's what they say.
Jeez.
I oftentimes do.
And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, call my boy Anthony. They get your truck fixed up, whether it's big, small, or medium, semi, or just a box truck. They don't care. Went to downtown Woodstock yesterday, which I never drive to downtown Woodstock. I hate driving in downtown Woodstock to the square.
It's a nice spot up there.
It's a great spot,
yep.
But there's nowhere to park.
Right.
There's no parking spots. And But I have a honey hole that I always go to, and I'm like, there's always like a spot or two in this little hidden place. Well, they were all taken, and I knew it was going to happen. So I start driving, and I go by, because we went to Reformation, which is a cool spot down there, outdoor, the indoor, they got it all. And so I drove around, and I turned down a street, and it was me and Amy and a buddy of ours. And I said, oh, I think this is a dead end. He goes, yeah. He goes, you're going to have to man up and parallel park or go ahead and turn around. And I sat there and I go, well, I don't really feel like turning around. I don't want to drive around all day looking for spots. We're not that far away. We'll just parallel park. Then it hit me. I haven't parallel parked in like 7 years.
Oh, you didn't mess it up, did you?
No.
I was going to say, don't parallel park like a girl.
So
in that truck.
I go, man. And the last time I parallel parked was driving the 92.9 van, which is hard. No way to see out of in the loading dock down there. So I was like, man, I just haven't done this in forever. You know, those spots are small, and your truck is slightly bigger than mine. So I know yours is a pain in the butt, and mine is still a full-size truck.
We had an issue yesterday. When I mentioned earlier, we went to the Children's Museum yesterday. The parking deck next to it is full of spots that say small cars.
Compact.
So like, how many small cars did y'all envision were in this city when you built this parking deck? Because at least half of them were empty, and we're driving around in a Tahoe trying to find a spot. I mean, it was a miracle we found a spot to back into in that Tahoe.
Or that are coming in there with families. I mean,
right.
Families riding around in the family museum in a compact.
It was across the street from the museum, and it was, you know, there was all that America's Mart stuff going on downtown last night. It's across the street from the, you know, the Olympic Park and everything. Actually, across the street from the Richard Jewell Memorial.
That's right.
You just gotta love
that. Let me tell you something.
I was there that day of the explosion. I was working for NBC that day.
The FBI should have been, well, I'm not gonna say that. They did him wrong.
Yeah,
let's
they
put
did.
It that way.
That's why he has a memorial.
So did the media. Well, that's why he sued everybody in sight.
Yeah, well, they deserved it.
All right. We got Steak and Drew Butler about to man the airways. We're going to come back and chat up those two gentlemen coming up next on the Morning Shift. I'm back here tomorrow, by the way. That's appointment listening if I've ever heard it. Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.